Connections, Episode 2, Reaching Out, written by Mark Nixon.
Promising. Hello? Nothing.
Hello?
Holy shit. Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
Oh, yeah, sorry. My name's Anwen.
Are you from head office?
No.
Just you're on the official channel and nobody else has this frequency, so, well, as far as I know.
No, sorry. I don't actually know where I've connected, to be honest.
What?
Okay, so, who am I talking to?
Hang on, are you messing with the channels or something?
Kind of. I'm amazed I'm even connected to anyone.
How so?
I'll explain in a bit. Sorry, where have I come through?
Hull.
Hull? Wow.
Yeah, lay-by just off the A165. Why, where are you?
I'm in York. Oh, that's a decent range.
What is?
Okay, so I've been rebuilding this old radio communicator thingy, and apparently it works.
Yeah, looks like it. Congratulations in order?
Maybe. I had to replace a lot of the parts. I'm still in disbelief.
So, mission accomplished.
I don't know. I'm terrified to hang up. Do you hang up on these things? Disconnect? Anyway, I don't know if I'll be able to reach anyone else. I've been messing with this all night. I was close to giving in, to be honest.
Well, I've got nothing else on.
While you're in a lay-by.
I'm an HGV driver. A lorry driver. I've been driving this thing for over 9 hours today.
Oh. That can't be fun.
No.
Do you enjoy it?
No, I mean, it's work.
Yeah, but is it good work?
Could be worse.
Can I ask your name?
Yeah, I'm Reese. And you're the first person I've spoken to in around 48 hours. Well, if you don't include the lad in McDonald's.
I would.
I'm not sure. Number 42 counts as a conversation.
Yeah, that's true enough. That's a shame, though, about not talking to anyone. Is it the job?
Hmm?
Do you think the long hours keep you on the road all the time?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I always feel like I'm driving, but you can't drive more than 9 hours a day. Well, at a push, 10, but then that's only twice a week. So I do get plenty of downtime when I'm pulled over. But then that's on my own, and I'm lucky if I find somewhere to shower.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't be. The pay's decent, and it's work after all, like I said. The point is, I have time to talk to people, but I don't really have anyone to reach out to. And believe me, you don't want to talk to the people you see in lay-bys.
Okay.
But no, nobody to talk to. I don't get me wrong, my parents are there and they'd probably appreciate a call, but it's just, it's awkward sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
You get older and there's less to talk about. You live a life that's increasingly different to what they had at this age. And that's not just even generational differences, you know? I'm 36, and by my age, they were married with a kid. Well, almost a teenager, really. And the thought of me being in that position now sounds terrifying. I mean, come on, 36? It's time. I'm still a kid. Just a kid who got older and learned to drive a heavy goods vehicle. And to be fair, most kids would love that. And don't get me started on the politics. I can't talk to them for long without that coming up. My parents, I mean. Look, sorry, is this okay? I think I'm on one here.
No, it's okay. Please.
Oh, thanks. So, remember when you were a kid? Wasn't it just so easy to talk to people? I mean, if your parents are decent people, then they don't exactly set you up well for learning how to talk to people who aren't obligated to like you, do they? They sort of have to find what you have to say interesting to some extent. And yet, despite all this, it was so bloody easy to make friends. Hang on, how old are you?
28.
Right, okay, so you probably know what I'm talking about. You just bike around the neighbourhood until you saw all the other bikes outside a house and, you know, there's my friends, and go and knock on the door. And if they weren't your friends, you could probably make them your friend by just introducing yourself. Oh, Christ, imagine doing that now in the head of steam. All right, mate, I'm here on my own and I thought we could be friends. Imagine the look you'd get.
You might get a very good look for that, actually.
Yeah, well, that's the other point, isn't it? People will think you're chatting them up, and there's plenty of stuff for that already. Tinder and Go Fish and the like.
Plenty of fish.
Huh?
It's called Plenty of Fish.
You see, that shows what I know. The point is, there's plenty of stuff out there to get you a shag or help you find love, but there's nothing to introduce you to a regular poker game or a seat at a table in the pub.
It must be, surely. I think you can even set some of those apps to friends only.
Yeah, I haven't really looked all that properly, in all honesty.
Might be worth a look, you know? Sometimes, the longer we're in a situation like this, it becomes comfortable?
What do you mean?
It might not apply to you, but it does happen with a lot of people that they just feel like this is their lot in life and so they kind of accept it.
Why would I find discomfort comfortable?
It doesn't matter.
No, come on.
I hate to be one of those people that listens to a problem and just gives a solution.
Yeah, well, I'm asking for one outright.
Well, it seems to me that you do know how to talk to people. Maybe you just don't get a chance because you're busy driving on motorways all day every day.
Or maybe you're wrong and I'm really not good at talking to people.
Did the feeling come before or after you started long distance driving? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Before.
Yeah?
Yeah. Staying in one place was tricky. I mean, it reminded me of what I was finding difficult, if you know what I mean. So with a genuinely good job on offer, a job that could keep me busy, and, well, gave me an excuse. Gives me an excuse.
Maybe.
No, that's definitely it.
Yeah, I just didn't want to say.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I do find this comfortable. Oh, you can't tell, but I gestured vaguely to myself.
Oh, I heard.
I'll be honest, though, I think I knew all this.
Sometimes it just takes a moment to stop and reflect.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that, to be fair. Even when we're relaxing, we're often not stopping. Not really. What do you do when you're off duty, for example?
What, in the lorry?
Yeah.
Netflix, mostly. Sleep. I'm a light sleeper and there's a lot of noise when you sleep in one of those things, so it takes me around 8 or 9 hours just to get dribs and drabs to make 6.
Hardly sounds worth it.
No. I get to run away from all my problems, remember?
Well, that's priceless.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound like you get to shut off much either.
What gave me away?
You were almost a little too insightful just now.
Well, but you know, I've been having a good night fixing this thing. Sort of. Well, that's not true. I'd have hoped it would be like a meditative thing. Something I could shut off while I did it. But it's proved to be a right pain in the ass.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You never needed to fix yours?
No, it just works.
Lucky.
How'd you end up with a broken one, then?
It's my dad's. He'd been trying to fix it for months. He found it in a car boot sale. Said he used to have one like it in his first job. He never did get it sorted, though. It's been sitting on his workbench for weeks now.
Oh, okay. So did he give up? Did he ask you to have a crack at it?
He's not with us anymore. He had... Why the hell is it so much easier to tell a stranger this than it is my mum?
I don't know. Maybe because you don't have to care what I think. I'm just some guy, after all.
I don't know. Not so sure. I care what people think too much, random guys included.
Hey, I said I was some guy, not a random guy.
What?
I don't know, just trying to make you laugh. Worked though, didn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Tell me about your dad. If you want to, that is.
What's there to say? He was the best dad. There wasn't much to him, really. He lived, he worked, liked his pints. He read a lot. There was always 2 hardbacks on the coffee table. Never one. He always had the next one ready. Sometimes I suspected he read 2 at once.
He sounds nice.
Well, that's my point. He was nice, but he's not... Sounds awful. He's not exactly in any history books or anything. He put everything he was into being a dad. I mean, yeah, he had hobbies, but he never touched them till I was asleep. Just, he was my dad. First and foremost, he was my... Everything else just came second to that, maybe even being a husband. Some people are just meant to be parents, you know?
Yeah, it seems like it. You okay?
No, I'm not. I haven't been for a while. I've been stuck in this funk. But then I came across Dad's old radio thing. He couldn't stand not finishing something, and I thought this is something... Well, he didn't get a choice.
And you wanted to finish it for him?
Yeah.
And you thought maybe finishing it would bring you closer?
No.
What then?
I want him to be proud of me.
And you think he wasn't proud of you already?
I don't know.
The woman who cares enough to listen to a stranger talk about his stupid problems in the middle of the night. The woman who tries to make others smile when she's having a terrible time herself.
But he never saw me do this sort of thing.
Does it matter? No, seriously, does it matter? Do you really think your dad's feelings were transactional like that? Excuse my language here, but fuck that. Look, I don't know you, I didn't know him, but now it's my turn to make a snap judgment on you, and I can see that you're a good person, and you can thank him for a good part of that, okay? He loved you, and that means he'll have been proud of you. He'll have been proud of you from the first moment he saw you, or the first bloody time you gurgled something that vaguely resembled words. You know, 2 minutes ago you said he was the best dad. People don't really say that. They normally said, oh, my dad was an arsehole, but he tried his best despite the circumstances, or he wasn't perfect, but he was my dad. You said he was the best. The best. If he was a fraction of the man who you claim he was, you don't need to fix his bloody radio for him to have been proud of you. And don't thank me.
You said you're not good at talking to people.
Yeah, well, I'm intense. And intense isn't good for small talk.
Maybe. But maybe there's a time and a place for small talk.
Yeah, maybe. How are you doing?
Shit. But I'll be okay. Probably. It's good to let it out.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thank you.
I see, now you've ruined it.
Sorry.
You're just making it worse. Stop being so polite.
What about you?
What about me?
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Don't believe you.
Don't believe me then.
Look, it's not my place, but maybe think about reaching out to your parents more. I didn't get warning with Dad.
I don't know. It's not as easy as that. I wish I could fix all my issues with an inspiring conversation, but I don't think that's very realistic.
Maybe not. Hey, remember when you said you were feeling lonely?
I don't think I used that exact word, did I?
Everything but.
Okay, so what if I was?
I don't know if we'll talk again. I don't even know how these radios work, if mine was even a proper one. I don't know if it'll ever turn back on, if it'll remember this channel, if the range will work.
Well, I'm up and down the country.
Exactly. But anyway, you've got a friend. Even if you never speak to her again, if you ever feel like you need to, remember when you helped someone you didn't even know.
Thanks, Anwen. We should probably sign off, right? It's late.
We probably should.
Right. Goodbye, Anwen.
Yeah. Goodbye, Rhys.
Today's episode was written by Mark Nixon, and it featured Michelle Kelly as Anwin and David Ault as Reese. It was directed, scored, and edited by Nico Vitese of We Talker Dreams. Soundscaping by Melissa Pons of Hemlock Creek Productions, and produced by Meg Williams. To learn more, buy merch, or to join our Patreon, visit us at wetalkerdreams.com, on Twitter at wetalkerdreams, or join our Discord. This podcast is dedicated to our community of creatives. Without you, this podcast would not exist. Thank you.